Hi, this is Honey of MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Tuesday, July 27th, 2010. And you know I'm all excited because Apple released new products today. I think most of you probably saw, well not most of you, but a lot of you saw it on my Twitter that I was all excited because they have a new iMac that they released today, with 21.5-inch and the 27-inch. The enclosure, the box is actually all the same, but it's the insides that have changed. They're now using the Intel Core i3, i5, and i7 chips, and more powerful graphics chips. And you can get a solid-state drive as well as a regular hard drive. So the new iMac is really cool. Of course, I already priced one out, and I need like $2,500 to get the one I want, because of course I want the top of the line. But no, I'm not getting a new iMac. I think the one I have now, I just got last March, didn't I? I think so. It's not even a year old yet, I think. So I won't be getting anything a new one anytime soon. As well as the new iMac, so I could go to Apple Insider. They list them out here. Apple also unveiled new Mac Pros that you can have up to 12 processing cores, which means quad-core processors, three of them you can get in. I think it ends up costing I priced one out to like $14,000, but I don't think I'd ever need that. But so there's new Mac Pros, a new iMac, a new 27-inch LED cinema display that actually comes with some pretty wild features. It's almost like an iMac. It comes with the built-in eyesight. It comes built-in with speakers, three USB ports. You can connect it to your laptop, and it can charge your laptop at the same time. So it's pretty wild. It's a nice display. It looks really nice. It's not going to be available till September. And then the other new thing that I think is pretty cool, it's been been making the rounds and the rumors, is Apple's Magic Trackpad, they're calling it. And this is a little square device. It's like, I don't know, 4x4 or something like that. I tweeted about it earlier today. But it says, let your fingers do the clicking, scrolling, and swiping. And it's like 4x4 or so. I don't know exactly how large it is, but it looks like about 4x4. Anyway, it's just like this little square thing that looks like a keyboard without keys on it, and you can swipe it and tap it and do all these fun things to it. And extra special Chris has already ordered one. I'm not going to order one because I don't really need it right now. But it's USB, not USB, it's USB. It's Bluetooth and uses batteries, and Apple has also introduced an Apple battery charger that comes with six batteries, so you can keep two charging and using two at the same time. And it's supposed to be environmentally friendly and all of that. So, oh my gosh, you just have to go over to the Apple website and check out all the new products. I would love that new iMac, I really would, but I'm not getting a new iMac. I'm actually not going to get anything. I was going to be silly and join Scotty in this boycott of Apple products, and he's going to go Windows completely, but no, I can't do that. So, no. Anyway, so I was actually going to podcast anyway because I was going to talk about the book club that we are now starting. I tweeted with a bunch of people yesterday and again this morning about we are going to bring back the book club. You might remember last year or the year before, I can't remember exactly when it was, but we had a book club going, and we had, Drew Ferguson on the show, and Frank Polito, and whose books we were reading. Well, we've decided to bring that back, and there's been several people who have said that they are interested. Arthur and Seder 69 and Equiv 1, Lord Byron, I think. Who else? There was like three or four. Actually, I guess maybe I should look at my tweets and find out. Drum Major Kev, I think. Seder 69, Lord Byron, Arthur, Foul Monkeys, Ricky from Foul Monkeys. Anyway, so we have a whole bunch of people who are going to join in EVOC1, not EQUIV1, EVOC1. Sorry. I'll get those names right eventually. Anyway, so here's the point. We are going to do a book club, and the book is called When You Don't See Me by Timothy James Beck. And if I look at the calendar, we need to give it time to read. Today is the 27th, and we definitely want to go into August. So let's say we get it done by Thursday, August 26th. How about that? That will be the group show for the book club. I'm going to write that on my calendar. Book club show. Okay. So mark your calendars for Thursday, August 26th. We'll be doing a book club for the book When You Don't See Me by Timothy James Beck. Now that's basically a month to read this, more than a month actually. If I look at it, that's like 5 weeks. Is that right? Let's see. On the 27th, so we have 4 weeks and 2 days. Okay. That should be plenty of time to read a book. So let's plan. Maybe we should change it to August 19th. What do you think? August 19th? Let's do that. Let's change it to August 19th. That's like three weeks and 2 days. Okay, so if you would like to join the book club, you need to either buy the book or get the book from Amazon Kindle, because there actually is a Kindle download, and that's the way I'll be reading it, because I have it on my Kindle app on my iPad. Again, the title is When You Don't See Me by Timothy James Beck. And I have no idea what this book is about, but of course it's a gay-themed book, and we will read it for the next 3 weeks and 2 days, and then we'll plan to do a podcast show on Thursday, August 19th, to discuss it. I don't know if this book has any book group or book club questions in the back of it, but we will check it out and find out. So if you would like to join the book club, let me know. And definitely if you want to be part of the conversation on Thursday, August 19th, group show. All right, so that's that. Okay, let me look at my list. Apple products, book club. Oh, Obama's going to be on The View. Did you guys hear that? On Thursday's View. Well, they're taping it on Wednesday, but it's going to be on Thursday's View. Barack Obama will be a guest on The View, and it's the first time a sitting president has done a daytime talk show. So that will be interesting. My boyfriend comes home today. Actually, in about 3 hours, I'll be picking him up from the airport. And that's probably a good thing that I'm podcasting today, because I won't be podcasting tomorrow, because I will, well, maybe. No, I won't be podcasting tomorrow, because I'll be with him. But I will be back for Thursday's group show and on the 29th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. So I think that's about all I have. I know this is short, but that's just, what happens. Anyway. Go check out the Apple products. Let me know about the book club if you want to. Well, you don't even have to let me know. You can just read the book. But if you want to, you can, say you want to join the book club. I will put a picture of the book on the website. So if you don't know what it looks like, I will. You can go to the website and check out a cover of the book. All right. So I hope you guys are having a great week. And I will talk to you on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., pride48.com. All right, boys and girls, until next time, bye.